أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. We are still in this chapter of taqwa, that is to be commonly translated as the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But it means also to have the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is present, as in the previous chapter was about the a person should make muraqabah, should meditate and realize that Allah Ta'ala is present with him wherever he is, in private, in public, whether he's alone, whether he's with somebody, his thoughts. Allah Ta'ala knows, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. Allah Ta'ala, usually we say Allah knows what is hidden and what is apparent. But Allah says Allah knows all the secrets also, and those things which are more hidden than the secrets, even that Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala knows us more better than ourselves also. So a person must have that conscience all the time that Allah is worth. And following on that, he must have now this ability which is called taqwa, to obey the commandments of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and to stay away from all the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. And this command, as in this ayat, Allah ta'ala explains that it should be in every aspect of our lives. And one particular aspect of our lives is our talking. Our tongues don't stop talking all the time. And today we are talking with our fingers also. On the social media, all the messages we are sending, with our fingers we are talking all the time, and we are sending messages. And what we talk, and what it causes great harm to us. What we call the slip of the tongue is much more worse than the slip of the leg. If a person slips with his leg, he falls, he might break his bones or something. But with the slip of the tongue, much, much more harm is caused. So a person, we are warned particularly that قُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, that say that which is the correct, the straightforward thing. So a person has to learn how to talk. Each one of us can think that when did I take out any time in my life to learn to talk correctly, to say the correct things. Then this ayat also is an ayat that is always read in the nikah khutbah, which is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in marriage relationships, especially between husband and wife, how many times don't we just blurt out things? And we break the heart, we break the feelings of the other partner. The husband says so many things, and when we are taken to task for that, we say, I was just making a joke. And then commonly the wife will say, you don't even know how to make jokes. You break the heart of a person and you want to just pass it off that it was just a joke. A person must learn how to speak, not to hurt the feelings of people. The feelings of a mu'min are very valuable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala also. And we just speak so many things and we hurt so many people's feelings. We say so many wrong things. So that is also part of taqwa, that a person must learn to speak correctly. He must, first of all, when a person learns this, then he will speak very less. Very little he will speak. Very fortunate is that person who is blessed to control his tongue and he does not just speak. And when he speaks, he calculates his words. Not only his words, his intentions also. Why am I saying this? What should I say? What will please Allah Ta'ala? And this might seem apparently like it's an impossible task, because the amount we blabber all the time. But it isn't. If a person learns to control his speech, and he only speaks when it is necessary, he will then think and make his niyat when speaking also. He will see what words he uses also, that he doesn't say the wrong words, etc. Also, we are taught with regard to a person who has got this illness of talking too much, blabbering all the time, that at night before he sleeps, he should think of all what he spoke and see what he spoke, what was necessary, what was unnecessary, what was correct, what was incorrect. And of course, a person can understand that will only be possible when a person spoke less. But the amount we speak, if we have to think of that before we go to sleep, the whole night we will be thinking, because the amount we spoke the whole day. But if we spoke in a limited amount, then we will be able to make hisab and take ourselves to account. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. And this is a very special address to the beloved ones of Allah Ta'ala. Ittaqullah, fear Allah Ta'ala, obey His commandments, stay away from His disobedience. And particularly here, yeah, what is being referred to, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And when you speak, speak that which is the correct thing, the straight thing. The adab of speaking are also very important. Where we learn a lot of other things, we have to learn how to speak. أَنْزِلُ النَّاسِ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. Every person we must speak to according to his status. We speak to a little child, speak like that. We speak to a grown-up person, speak like that. In fact, the advice of the ulama is that our children are our children. But when they grow up and they get married, now don't speak to him as a child now. Speak to him as your equal now. He's also a married person. Respect him also. He's your son is now he's a husband, has become a father, and he has got children, he's got his wife. Keep that in mind when you are speaking to him. Keep his respect in mind. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught etiquette and adab to this extent, that when a cat gave birth in Masjid Nabawi and the Sahaba wanted to remove it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, respect that cat now. It has become a mother. Just an animal, a cat, but respect it, now it is a mother. And respect it, it has to show, it to keep its respect in front of its kittens. That the little ones must also, that our mother must not be disrespected. So when that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught for an animal, a cat, we will just chase the cats away, kick them, push them aside. But how much of respect was shown? Then for our own children, when our daughter becomes a wife, now don't speak to her anyway. Think what her husband will think of her when we speak to her rudely and badly. Our son, don't speak to him anyhow, especially in front of his wife, in front of his children. So the etiquettes of speaking, they themselves speak volumes of how a person should speak. And because of the mistakes that we make in speaking, we cause a lot of trouble. Big problems are caused in the home, in the family, in the community, when a person speaks the wrong thing. So Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious of this also, have the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, that in our speaking also we learn how to speak correctly. And by that, when a person qulu qawlan sadida, the result of that Allah says, yuslih lakum a'malukum, that your actions, the literal translation will be corrected. And the tafsir of it, your a'mal will become qabool by Allah Ta'ala. When your speech will be correct, your a'mal will be qabool. Yuslih lakum a'malukum, and further, wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum, and Allah will forgive your gunas also. If we learn to speak correctly, our sins will also be forgiven. So this is also one great injunction, and it's a pity that on the occasion of nikah, usually even when a talk is given, even by an alim, it is more entertainment. And it is more to make the two parties happy. But if advices could be given what are given in the khutbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and people can be made conscious of this taqwa, then this will be the basis and foundation of a great union of marriage between the husband and the wife, between the two families of the spouses, between in the whole Muslim community. But these valuable occasions are lost, and they are lost by the ulama who just give talks and just make some jokes and just pass it off lightly and make it a very, very like a thing of entertainment that hasn't got any real value. And because of that, great opportunities are lost. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.